they have in their mind what they're going to do with Terrell Owens, that Jerry Jones does not know what he's going to do with Terrell Owens?
Well, listen, ultimately, all that really matters is what Jerry Jones decides he wants to do with Terrell Owens. And it doesn't matter how many people want to keep or don't want to keep Terrell Owens. Jerry Jones is the one voice that matters and the one guy that gets to make the decision. And to date, as of right now, on February 10th, Jerry Jones has not decided to cut Terrell Owens. Now, there are people who think that ultimately that's the way it will go. I think that that's the way it'll go eventually. But to date, that is a decision that he has not made just yet.
You think he should?
You keep asking me whether I think he should. That's not my opinion.
Aren't you an opinion maker?
No, that's not what I do. I'm not an opinion maker. I'm an information gatherer, and I dispense information. And then you can give your opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we try to from time to time.
Yeah, I try to stay out of the opinion business.
All right, this is Adam Schefter from the NFL Network. As you look at the Cowboys and what happened to them this season, we were trying to capsulize as maybe the worst 3 years for Jerry Jones in what has happened with them, getting bounced after going 13-3, and then this year missing the playoffs. Would you agree with that?
This being the worst year that he's had there?
Oh, the worst collection of years, like the last three, from the disaster in Seattle till now.
The expectations were so high this year. Everybody thought they would be going to the Super Bowl, and they didn't even make it to the playoffs. The opinion was that they would be the Super Bowl representative. Now, I don't want to stray from my feeling of not offering opinions, but I was of the mind that they would not make the playoffs going into the season. I did not think that they would, and in fact, won a couple of dinners off it. The fact that I did not have the faith that other people did in the Dallas Cowboys, and because so many people expected so much from them, I think that's why the season was so disappointing to so many people, because they had such high hopes for this team, and this team fell short of those hopes by a wide margin. And because of that, that's why you are now mentioning it as one of the worst seasons in Cowboys history.
What are your thoughts on Tony Romo? I don't want to ask you necessarily for an opinion on Tony Romo, but what do you think? Tony Romo is the guy to get it done here, or do you have serious doubts about Tony Romo?
I'm a Tony Romo fan. I think that you can absolutely win with Tony Romo. They haven't won with him so far. I think that if I had a team and Tony Romo could be my quarterback, I'd take him any day. Any day. And the fact that they have not won the playoffs, I know some people put it back on him. I think that's misplaced. If Patrick Creighton holds on to that third down pass in the playoffs against the Giants, maybe Dallas goes on and wins that game. Is that Tony Romo's fault that Patrick Creighton didn't do that? You know, I know that Tony Romo dropped the snap. It was a play that it just happened. I mean, that's not something that is a regular kind of play, and I don't think that he succumbed to the pressure or anything like that. Again, if I'm building a team and Tony Romo could be my quarterback, I take him in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Boy, it is such a mixed bag, and we've thought that he is the guy to lead this team and can get to a Super Bowl, but his record in December, his decision making, the mistakes, he is such a mixed bag in great plays and bad plays here the last couple of years.
Well, a lot of quarterbacks are mixed plays. You know, Ben Roethlisberger's gotten criticism in Pittsburgh. Eli Manning's gotten plenty of criticism in New York. They've been the quarterbacks that have won the last two Super Bowls. You know, it's not easy to play quarterback in the NFL. And there are plays that are difficult, and there are games that are difficult, and there are times that are difficult, and you get subjected to more criticism and scrutiny than any other position. But again, I come back to this. Tony Romo, in my mind, is a winner, and he hasn't won there regularly, but I would take him in a second on my team.
What's your opinion, or what do you think of, or what do you report on the structure here in Dallas, the way Jerry has structured the organization? Do you think it leads to success or leads more to problems?
Well, so far it has not led to success. I mean, you can only go by what you've seen recently, right? And what are the results then? Basically, it has not worked out for them, and you'd like to think going forward that they'll learn from that and make the corrections and do whatever they have to get it right. But so far, it has not worked out right.
All right, so Dan Reeves didn't work out here. Do you think they'll try to replace him with someone else that could serve that type of role? And what do you think Dan Reeves would have brought to the party?
Well, obviously, Dan Reeves would have brought a certain expertise, a certain experience, a certain knowledge with how to win in the NFL. It's what he's done regularly. And obviously, there was disagreement over the hours that he was or wasn't going to work, what was being asked of him. And the two sides basically decided to go their own separate ways. Now, again, they initially thought that Dan Reeves would help. Clearly, they made the decision that he wouldn't. So it's been a while since Dan's been involved with a football team. He's tried to get back involved. He's been out of coaching since 2003. He's been in radio. He's tried to get other coaching jobs. He's interviewed for other coaching jobs. It hasn't worked out. You wonder at this point if and when he'll be able to get work again. But we know that it's not going to be in Dallas this season.
All right, Adam, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
That is Adam Schefter from the NFL Network and quite possibly the worst guest we've ever had on this show.
Oh, now come on.
He said nothing. Nothing.
Well, we thought he was going to have a lot of
hot sports opinions.
Well, that's he doesn't make stays opinions. Out of that business.
So he was an information gatherer.
He was billed as a guy who had a lot of hot sports opinions, but yet he comes on here and says he doesn't have any opinions, although he did have an opinion on Tony Romo and some other things.
I thought he talked like Tony Romo.
I just got a text like message Romo. About the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sounds exactly like Tony Romo to me.
And maybe it was Tony Romo.
And he's about as substantive as Tony Romo.
Well, if it was Tony Romo, you guys did a pretty poor job of interviewing him.
I thought we got some good insight on the Dan Reeves thing, though.
All right, we're getting some great feedback, instant feedback via email. Robert says, what's going on with this interview? The wheels are falling off. Is this guy drunk? this guy is a total douchebag.
Whoa.
This from the Bruce family. This guy is an idiot. He can't answer any question.
Sounds like he woke up on the wrong side of the bed. He sounds like a pissy little girl. Okay.
Please cut this guy off right now.
We're kind of dead.
Here's one that says he sounds like Tony Romo. Way to have this guy on. Let's just call him Mr. No Opinion.
Die! Let's call him every day for a month and ask him his opinion on things.
I'm just in shock. I can't believe how bad he was.
Yeah, I guess he had a different understanding of what we were going to talk about, I guess.
Well, we didn't need him to report on the news around here. We know what's going on. We know that Jerry's trying to decide whether to keep T.O. or not. We know that he and Dan Reeves decided to part ways. We know that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, sometimes you have swings and you know,
miscalculation.
You have misses.
Let's regroup.
You have misses. You have a little bit of everything.
Huh. All right.
All right. It's 8:07 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. A-Rod has been the big story here the last couple of days. A radical